بشه چیزی
نه
چی میخواد تو فرق دربت داری چی میخواد چی تو فرق سمی کار چی میخواد چی بگرد ما You are misunderstanding. That's so all these are of you. You are so much telling truth. If it is with Bhakti, then it will be. Otherwise, truth is not like Harishchandra. Giving dance like TV and all other. So then we will bring all kinds of what? Vasana.
Desire.
And jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, everything. Karma means that here opposite to this. Those karma which are not
visible to Krishna.
This should be otherwise first will be covered. Jnana means so here Jiva and Brahma are one. By this actually be
Mayavan.
So this will be Jnana. Then it will be Sarupa. By this first it will come sadhana. Then it will come bhav, and then it will come strength. We are now in the greater bhav. But not so far, because so many things are how to make
money, self firing. We wanted to hear more about Sangha Siddha, the difference between Aroka Siddha and Sangha Siddha, some other examples. You were telling us the other day about Aroka Siddha, Sangha Siddha, and Swarup Siddha. Then you gave an example of Sangha Siddha, Raghunath Das. Performing by Raja.
How what? Yeah.
Could you explain more about Sangha Siddha? Some other example, because Raghunath Das, he's a pure devotee. So you told us his Vairagya was Sangha Siddha. You told us his Vairagya with Sangha Siddha.
Vairagya is not a person. But it was the owner of Raghunath, and Raghunath Das was up. So his Vairagya is something that we have. So many factors. Take anyone. Do not believe. Sarvati Sarvati, Amani and Madhuri, first, you know, philanthropy to me,
more tolerance than the tree.
And he gives respect to others according to their merit. And he does not like to be praised. But he does not. But he has had all his merit. Then his merits are counted as somebody.
These are qualities of the devotee.
Mm-hmm. that person is not that, he is Mayavadi. He can have so much tolerance. He can be praised. As you are from, I am also from. Maybe more English than some class. But yes, no bhakti, that they will not be called as samskitam. When these qualities are in bhakti, then these qualities are samskitam. As if a garland is given to me, I will do it. But if it is given to Jagannath, Radha Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Guru Dev, or any bhakti, and then anyone talks that this garland has been given to Gopinath, then I will say, but if it is not, I do. See? The boy goes to such thought center. Very beautiful. He goes to school. And he has not thought any better arrangement. But yet, the father and parents have given a very little book, first book, or any plate, you know?
Yes.
And he spoke to them that I'm going to school and come. But yet he is not practically his pastor. He is only doing that. That's the...
No, it
is. That's the... No, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But yet he is Shastra. He is a student. Because after some time he will read anybody. A man is doing some yajna, yajna means
sacrifice.
To do swaha in fire is yajna for this. But before that, to aramha karna,
to prepare everything?
Not prepare. To bring in.
Brick?
Brick. To bring heat, to make funding,
yajna
homi, and to bring mango leaf, and to prepare. This is not yajna. This is yajna. To keep heat in fire is yajna, and to tell that Om Vishnave Swaha, Krishnaya Swaha. But yet to bring bricks and all other things are part of yajna. So some siddhas like me,
Then what is the difference between a rope siddha and sangha siddha for a bhakta?
Arup siddha nane kanishtha bhakta. He knows that and serving my father, this is bhakti. I am serving my husband, this is to serve Lakshmi Narayan, Ganesh or Krishna is bhakti. Actually it is not bhakti, because they serve Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan or Ganesh or that by doing so they will be so happy and they will be in mood to give me what I got.
So it is very fruited.
So this is not bhakti.
It's something for themselves. Like karma yoga?
Karma yoga, like karma yoga. Karma means kya bhakti. This is karma. So this is arokti karma.
What is the difference between
only Swarup Siddha Bhakti? Bhakti. Savanam, Krishnam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Sadhu, Sevanam. Okay. But when living this and doing another thing, third class, even to read Bhagavad is to do Kirtan Nagar Sankirtan. Nagar Sankirtan is doing for drive the rope.
What?
To
drive away sickness.
Drive away sickness and all this. This is not sankirtan.
That means when
this
somebody
is
that means when somebody is consciously saying, I am doing this kirtan because then it's some helpful thing.
Because by this Krishna will be late and he will even now he will drive out all this bad.
What about the position of somebody, say like ourselves, who is engaged in the activities by Guru of Bhakti, but the mind is not pure? The mind is not...
No harm. Bhakti is doing Pramana Kirtan Smarana Bhakti, but mind is not pure.
And not proper.
This is anartha, but he is doing Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
So rope siddha means when you definitely want something other than Krishna's pleasure as a result from your activity. And you're thinking this is bhakti, but it is not bhakti at all.
It is arupa. You are making garden. So make garden is not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. We will give some fruit to happen. But you will always be engaged in bad thing and your bhakti will be.
But if somebody has Thakurji and has very much devotion for him and then he makes a garden for the cooking for Thakurji, his mood
why
can be different?
Why don't you like to follow Rupa and Sanatana? Have they done? They will create some samasya. Create some trouble.
But most people must be like that.
They because they are not Siddha Bhakta. So they get to do all the work.
But even with us, we do Shravanam, Kirtanam, those things. But other things are also there for maintaining our body, for
why
family.
Why do you do Krishna management?
But in our consciousness, we are not thinking that he is maintaining.
Because your bhakti is in
those. But it is still, that is a rope siddha, or that is mixing this way, that way. What is the difference between a kanishtha uttam and a madhyam kanishtha? What is the difference that makes somebody from kanishtha to madhyam?
What I do, my mind is so.
From the uttam, from the kanishtha platform, if somebody is going higher and higher as kanishtha
platform, then you come in madhyam.
What is the difference between kanishtha and madhyam? What is the difference of quality of their bhakti?
They don't follow up. They try to please, they try to do action for Krishna. They don't give praise on non-consistent. Like the pujaris of Jaya during the day. They don't at first they were Gaudiya Vaishnava, then they went in Grihastha, and they now in Grihastha for maintaining their family and themselves, they serve like servant and take part of Monday, and then they
so their bhakti drop. So the degree that one is doing activities for himself.
No belief in her. Why they came down?
Why?
I am telling you. We want to leave all these things. And we have left something. And want to leave out everything. First thing. And they are slowly going down. This is not. We should not even get more and more worthy. This is God. We just should have a firm belief that Krishna is supposed. Anyhow we do. For this we cannot if an insult that I will give you 100 rupees if you sing kirtan for 1 hour in my home. I went there and did kirtan for 1 hour and he gave 100 rupees. I came and gave it to my wife and say, for support of this is okay. Why you marry? Being in temple, being serving with Vaishnavas, at just being Brahmacharya. Why you come down? All are trying to leave and to go up in bhakti. But why you are doing this? So in bhakti very good.
But our condition is not like that because we are coming up even to get married.
You are coming up. So you should rise and believe in Krishna. So don't follow all this. Otherwise it will be Brahmana, that kind, two kinds of it. Samasiddha or Arati.
Could you give some other example besides Raghunath Das of Sangha Siddha? Because he was pure devotee, someone who's not pure devotee.
Can you give another example of Sangha Siddha person doing Sangha Siddha? Because Raghunath Das Goswami, his platform is not the same.
Less and less. First, the bhakti is saying, it is so big, it is not there. But all our general city thing is through that. Panda of Jagannath. All Arok Siddhartha. Sometimes, some not so not having so taken.
So in that case, Sangha Siddha means that they have some special good qualities along with their bhakti.
Qualities are
a bit outstanding.
But these are not so.
This is the right thing to do, he's doing, but not like that. Is that? So one can be doing
this. You are not coming in this group, Sangha Siddha or Arok Siddha. You are standing in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But we have an earth.
Yes.
No? We have to give out all on us. We are chanting, we are hearing, we are worshipping, not for us.
We try not to for us.
But for body sometimes comes, but it will go out by hearing and chanting and by doing body for body. These are not us. I am doing kirtan and then I am hearing the past tense of this. But hearing past tense of this, this is enough. This is not so much aparadha and aroopa. And not aroopa. This is proof.
It is
a chant. And that goes on. No.
Because they don't want that too.
We want, but there are some things wrong in us. But we always follow Sadhu Siddhartha. So don't be fear.
In Ramananda Roy's Sambha, he's talking when you come to Dasyava about Mamata. What is this Mamata?
Mamata means mind. Krishna is mine. This both is mine. Shantara does not have this quality in them. Because Krishna has no anger, no hope there.
Need? Requirement?
Requirement of anything. Anything he has.
Okay.
Is Atmara. So he has nothing to be served.
He has no need of anything from me.
So that need to say that. But when Rasta comes, then he thinks that Krishna is mine. I see. And in part comes Narbha, mood of Narbha.
Narbha
is a
like a human,
human
being, not a leader. Feeling like he is like me, a person.
This mantra goes up. And mood of service goes. And Yashoda thinks that Krishna is my son. And so he always gives her best to the mouth of Krishna. And he always keeps a very direct eye to Krishna that any harmful thing
can affect him.
Sometimes he is going out of home and he has run, he runs and he hurts the other. And he danger can come. But danger cannot come, but yet he sticks to him. But Bhakta cannot do like Bhakta.
There is no intimacy in that.
So much intimacy, mamata in. Insects some mamata. But the fact of Ramachandra Hanuman only thinks he Ram is mine. But not like Kausalya. Not like Lakshmana. Not like Janaki. Janaki thinks that Ram is only mine, not other. He is mine. And Yashoda Kausalya thinks that Ram is my son. But he also thinks that Bhakti is also my son. Lakshman is my son. Satyajit is my son. And all wives of Ajitjar are my son. Bhaktita only knows that Krishna is my husband, not husband of any lady in the whole world. So his mamata is more than anything. Understand?
Yes.
So this is called Srimati Radhika knows that Krishna is mine. I am not Master Krishna.
I'm not Krishna, Krishna is not.
This is more than that. What I will do, personally, I have to obey. If Krishna goes from Radhika to anywhere else, to become mighty, to become so serious, this is fine. This mamta sets a sadhak mamta. He is not other.
How does one increase that quality? Mm-hmm.
By reading and by hearing with such.
He has that.
Not by reading those. He can help something. But by hearing, you have read everywhere also. But not what I am saying.
But I see that everyone cannot live with that quality of God. And everyone cannot. If there is one person, how many people can hear that person is speaking in Bengali, he is speaking in Hindi, and cannot hear from that person?
But
they live with that person.
Know that he is my Narayan Maharaj in mind.
Is that Mama said? You're my guru. She's thinking you belong to her. Other devotees think you're ours. Is this Mamata?
But that Mamata, if I think you are mine, should not push her away, isn't it? If I'm thinking that you are mine and you go away, he's not yours, he's mine, I push her back, is that part of Mamata?
Then it will.
That only he's mine, not yours, not yours, not yours. Is that Mamata also?
It will be high. Then he will think that might should be given to all. So humble and noble.
Like
Yashoda. Yashoda gives Krishna from his left to another.
He's mine, but I am sharing with you.
He even gave him to Putana. Yes.
She thought that Krishna is like me. But when she saw him, and she fell on the earth.
She even tied him up because he's mine, I have to teach him.
But Radharani, she doesn't give Krishna to the others, she wants him for herself.
Yes, more.
If he goes to Chandra Valley, she's not happy. She wants him for herself.
In this space, we cannot understand. So, it has been given in fact that hiding.
Until the heart is more pure, more unselfish.
Radhika becomes herself Chandra. Radhika is no one.
And I've read that when Krishna is away, both Chandravali and Radhika are lamenting together.
She has to love. And you see in that life and compare. Check that life. Or their life. You see her and you. How beautiful is you. Try to make everything so that Krishna will see an advanced person. Today you have taken your medicine?
Yes.
They have told you to go on Gandhar Prabhu. Aap hi sikha khate hain.
Hum sarkar bhumi
What did you say at the end? You were saying at the very end after your class was finished, something that the Guru Maharaj
said. I told you, follow me. We have followed our Guru. We have trained him, follow us. See, This will be learned only with Gurudev and Vaishnava. This is try to be ourselves fully, fully, fully to Gurudev. Here, this is sadhana. We will learn here. And then, in a practice program, we can be absolutely as it is as given. Here you can eat everything but not everything. There are so many things to have. Mind can eat. Try to eat. But in Siddhavasa we can eat. So you should try and to learn to eat everything to the Vaishnava and to the and do everything. To try to obey with your heart. This is the obey. Now, this is try to
obey. And let these things together move forward.
One is then how to achieve
After Krishna left Vrindavan and the gopis were lamenting, feeling so bad, so then Uddhava came and he saw how miserable the gopis were. Then he went back and told Krishna. So didn't Krishna feel bad that the gopis were feeling so much pain? Didn't he want to go back and stay with them?
This is not happening. We are really trying to understand this. But it is a fact of money taken for in this world it is past 50 years after he died. But for that part, only it is a time for a little thing. Where did it come? It will always lead me to you. Then, at actually the kind of regard.
Familiarity to
you think that Maharaj is only ordinary person now. If I will take Mahaprasadam always with you, you can serve me and leave with me, give me water with me. Serving him all the time while serving him. Then he will see that he is also a person. He is not a person who is patient. And then he will see that he can speak a minute all around him. He has no time to. So, for Pandit, Satan Sadhak, Krishna has done act like this. Actually, we can read anybody for a second.
The tendency is there to see who was ordinary when you're with him all the time. But also, you were saying that one has to be with Guru all the time to learn his things.
So by mind also we will have.
But sometimes by mind you cannot hear him.
If we always read with him, then we will see that he is worldly person. And he, there are so many bad qualifications in him. We try to He has so much greed towards the people.
We saw this without Umar, this personal servant, many times that happened to me.
Happened?
Yes.
I know.
They became very
they
disappointed.
They thought that we are more clever than him.
Yeah. I know more than him.
Yeah. Maybe.
We can manage more than him.
He made a mistake.
Huh?
I corrected it.
What he cannot, could not do, I know.
Then you tell Naveen, to give me his body and I'll take over. Time to change. He can take my body, I'll take his, and then I can serve him.
Next
verse. Alright. To help me out. He's so magnanimous. Next verse. Maybe I get man's body next verse. Then what happens if you
try to become a man?
No.
They are broken.
Women up. So ignorant, so foolish,
so envious, so emotional.
But I can't change. My mind is everywhere. I'm just thinking about myself.
Maybe ask Krishna to give you all this.
I am begging.
Because maybe has heart.
But sometimes it's
not.
He has mind and so foolish.
Mind of woman is so, can be so cruel.
Mm.
Woman can be so cruel. But it seems sometimes that the male body is more favorable for sadhana, for practices.
You cannot do it.
competition.
What I will order, you have to do.
But I see that some of your brahmacharis are not like that.
How do I?
They are quite gentle.
Gentle?
Yes.
Is there any chance to control the mind in this lifetime?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tongue chanting Hare Krishna, mind here, there, there, there.
Because you are in this suffering.
Because?
And this is so many you have in
mind. But also, Mark, I see, especially when the language is a different language than what I can understand, that I'm, how many things to try to learn and understand and correct. There seems so much work to be done to make the mind proceed towards sadhana and sadhana because it is so restless. So it seems like there's a natural struggle with
I have to complete
one more.
How many?
I have to
one last daily or something. So much. You're talking with so many people. I'm in anxiety about going back to Vrindavan because I look back and I just see so much austerity. The summer was so difficult, then this illness, so difficult to find place to live. So much austerity in Vrindavan. I'm in anxiety about going back.
No place to live?
I'm not sure. I had a place, but it's not really, it's not mine, it's someone else's. But so much austerity there.
Austerity?
Difficulty.
So many.
I must admit I'm also afraid from that. It's difficult, it's not clear for me in Vrindavan, it's very difficult.
Right.
Any family, I guess you can say purification, but so many internal. I've been trying to go to Mayapur, trying to go anywhere, but not in the system. I don't know.
You have room there?
My external situation is fine. There's no difficulty. But I guess some purification in the heart has been very obscure.
Try to follow me.
The pressure of the institution. The pressure of so many things. The weather has been very
coming.
But your husband is there. I know, I must say, I have no choice, but my spirit is not strong.
Huh?
My spirit is not strong at present. I'm fine, but I have some hesitation, some weakness of heart at present.
There are some problems in the heart. But yet, you should pray for peace. I'm trying to make a room for the ladies. Both men. Nothing for them. For I think that if I will think, I don't try to.
move. Just to be a place where all the gods sit with us. But I think sometimes that's very quiet, very quiet. It is a moment.
You can't do like that.
Today I was reading in Anchalila about Lord Chaitanya leaving his room at night. He hears his flute and he'd get outside the room, and then the devotees would find he was gone and they'd go looking for him. Open?
Can you open? Perhaps you can say, oh.
Yeah. So then the devotees, they try Lord Chaitanya with the cows, lying with the cows, and all his limbs were inside, he's like a tortoise. And the devotees would get so upset to see Lord Chaitanya like that. So then they carried him back to his room, or something, they'd bring him back to external consciousness as quickly as possible because they didn't like seeing him like that. But Lord Chaitanya was happy then because then he'd be with Krishna. And when they'd call him back to external consciousness, he'd get so upset.